at least for me, get into studying deeply to stop. This morning, I was writing and reading Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining Krishna's, the sequence of Krishna's pastimes. And that says that in the beginning, when Krishna killed first Putana, and then Shakatasura and Trinivarta, and after Shakatasura there was his name giving ceremony, and after Trinivarta then he showed the universe in his mouth, and that these things were, Krishna was showing his Aishwarya, he was showing his opulence. And he wanted first to actually test the love of Mother Yashoda and the Vrijbasis, whether their seeing Krishna's greatness would in any way hamper their love for him. And it didn't, rather just increased their love. And that's why afterwards, then Krishna began to show all his childhood pastimes, his sweetness. Then he began to manifest his sweetness more, starting with stealing the butter and getting tied up and all of these things. I'm working on the Damodar Lila book. That's why I'm studying those parts. It was something I started long ago, and I never really started writing. I did all the research, and I even had all the commentaries at that time translated by Gopi Puranadhan Prabhu, who's deceased. He used to do the commentaries for me for the books, and I went out to Gokula at that time to do a photo. It was such a long time ago. Everything he did is on cassette. He was still using cassette recorders at that time. It's a good thing I had everything transcribed, otherwise I wouldn't know where to find a cassette recorder. But it's a, of course, it's one of favorite pastimes. And when Uddhava starts referring to it, Uddhava goes in sequence and he reaches it in sequence. But Kunti Devi, when she gives her prayers to Krishna, and which are also similar, she also summarizes Krishna's Leela, not as extensively as Uddhava does. And that was already earlier in the first canto. Then first, she says, "I'm completely bewildered by how your mother is able to bind you, although actually you have no limit." And then she describes that pastime, and then she goes back to talking about Krishna's greatness, and then she starts the Leela, and then she repeats it again. was very well known. Even in Krishna's time, it was known. Uddhava refers to it. Kunti Devi is referring to it. And earlier on, we're also seeing how Uddhava, it's described how Uddhava, when he was a little boy, he was enacting, he was a little child, he was enacting Krishna's pastimes. But they were same age. And that was in Mathura. Uddhava was living in Mathura, and Krishna was in Vrindavan. And because they were family, so news of Krishna's pastimes would come, and Uddhava, who's so Krishna's cousin, he would be imitating those pastimes. So even then, and it says he got so much absorbed that even when his mother called him to eat, he wouldn't come. He would just play. He would just play. Okay, now let's continue. Talking once again about the disappearance of the Vishnu Bhoja Andhaka and so on. Tatakati Payarma
Share
Vishnu Bhoja Andhaka Daya Vayu Prabhasam Samrishta Rater Deva Vimohita. At first we should start with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tata.
Thereafter,
Katipayai, a few, Maasai, months passing, Vrishni,
the
descendants of Vrishni,
Bhoja,
the descendants of Bhoja, Andhaka Adaya, and others like the sons of Andhaka.
And others like the sons of Andhaka.
Yayu went. Prabhasam,
the place of pilgrimage named Prabhas.
Samrishta, with great pleasure. Ratai, on their chariots. Deva, by Krishna. Vimohita, bewildered. Translation. A few months passed, and then, bewildered by Krishna, all the descendants of Vrishni, Bhoja, and Andhaka, who were incarnations of demigod, went to Prabhas, while those who were eternal devotees of the Lord did not leave but remained in Dwarka. A few months passed. Please repeat.
A few months passed.
And then,
bewildered by Krishna,
all the descendants of Vrishni, Bhoja, and Andhaka, who were incarnations of demigods,
went to Prabhas.
While those who were eternal devotees of the Lord did not leave but remained in Dwarka. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyanandana Shalakaya Chakshuru Nilitam Jena Tasmaya Shri Guru Vema Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Arvaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gauru Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. There's no purport, we'll go to the next verse. Here the language should not be misunderstood. It says all the descendants of Vrishni, Bhoja, and Andhaka, who were incarnations of demigods, went to Prabhas. It sounds like
all the descendants of Vishnu Bhoja and Andhaka were demigods. But what it should say is, all the descendants of Vishnu, Bhoja, and Andhaka, of whom were incarnations of demigods. In other words, all of these were technically descendants of these dynasties. Some were demigods, and some were eternal devotees. So of the demigods, they went to Prabhas, and of those of these dynasties who weren't demigods, they stayed in Dwarka. And then the next verse of purport is Tatra Snatvam Bhikin Devan Rishin Chaiva Tadambasa Tarpa Yitvata Vipravyo Ghavu Bahu Gunadu. After arriving there, all of them took bath, and with the water of this place of pilgrimage, they offered their respects to the forefathers, demigods, and great sages, and thus satisfied them. They give cows to the Brahmins in loyal charity. Prabhas's Dwarka is just, was an island off the very, very tip of what is now the western coast of Gujarat. There's a holy place there now called Dwarka on the mainland. And you can go to some, there are a few islands there that you can just take a boat out to. And those are sort of remnants of what was originally of Dwarka. And then just going south a little ways it was this holy place, Prabhas, which was a place generally known for performance of Vedic rituals and sacrifices, and I can't remember what the Puranic history is. So in between, what it says, that these Mashar, that a few months had passed, Katipayai Mashar, a few months had gone. In those few months, Krishna had consulted and spoken with the elders and told them that the inauspicious symptoms, also other inauspicious omens, had appeared in Dwarka. He says best way that we can counteract these is by giving charity to Brahmins, performing sacrifices, bathing in a holy place, spiritual solutions. We're still looking for spiritual solutions to what was a material problem. And so then they all headed down there along with Krishna and Balaram. Now, Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, amongst the devotees of the Lord, there are several divisions, namely Nityasiddhas and Saranasiddhas. The Nityasiddha devotees never fall down to the region of the material atmosphere, even though they sometimes come into the material plane to execute the mission of the Lord. The Saranasiddha devotees are chosen from the conditioned souls. Out of the Sarana devotees, there are mixed and pure devotees. The mixed devotees are sometimes enthusiastic about fruitive activities and are habituated to philosophical speculation. The pure devotees are free from all these mixtures and are completely absorbed in the service of the Lord, regardless of how and where they are situated. Pure devotees of the Lord are not enthusiastic to put aside their service to the Lord in order to go visit holy places of pilgrimage. A great devotee of the Lord in modern times, Sri Narottam Das Thakur, has sung like this: to visit holy places of pilgrimage is another bewilderment of the mind, because devotional service to the Lord at any place is the last word in spiritual perfection. For pure devotees of the Lord who are completely satisfied with the transcendental loving service of the Lord, there's hardly any necessity to visit the various places of pilgrimage. But those who are not so advanced have the prescribed duties of visiting pilgrimage sites and regularly performing the rituals. The part of the princely order of the Yadu dynasty who went to Prabhas performed all duties to be done in the place of pilgrimage and offered their pious actions to their forefathers and others. As a rule, every human being is indebted to God, the demigods, great sages, other living entities, people in general, forefathers, etc., for various contributions received from them. Thus, everyone is obliged to repay the debt of gratitude. The Yadus who went to the Prabhas pilgrimage site performed their duties by distributing land, gold, and well-nourished cows in royal charity, as described in the following verse. Krishna appears, the spectrum of his associates is very, very wide, very broad. What to speak of all of the people in the earth who see Krishna? Because when Krishna was here, everyone saw. Even the demons saw him. Atheists saw him. Devotees saw him. And devotees of different caliber. To be fair, one could raise, well, how is it that demons get to see Krishna? And Jiva Goswami goes into this in great depth in his Sandarbhas. And the fact is that demons don't see Krishna. They think they see Krishna. What they actually see is a shadow, a reflection of Krishna. And even that reflection is actually a material reflection of Krishna, something akin to the universal form. But they don't directly have the opportunity to see Krishna's Sat-Chit Ananda form, because Naham Prakasham Sarvatra Yoga Maya Samavrita Mudhayona Vijanati. So Krishna says, Naham Prakasham, those who are demons, they can't see. Yoga Maya covers. But still, just in order to maintain the sort of integrity of the pastime, in other words, some people can't be saying, I see him, and someone says, I don't see him. So everyone sees, but what they're seeing is different. So what the devotees see is one thing, and what the non-devotees see is something else. So they see this abhas, they see this shadow of Krishna. And the devotees, they also saw Krishna. But as Srila Prabhupada here points out, there are different grades of devotees. And in relationship to what their spiritual status was, they also perceived Krishna differently. So Shukadeva Goswami points out that, for instance, here in Dwarka, the residents of Dwarka, for the most part, generally, although they were Krishna's associates and they were devotees, they didn't conceive of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They saw Krishna as a super soul. And as a result of that, they had a different relationship or a different perspective on Krishna than, for instance, those devotees who did recognize him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like Pandavas and so on. And it's very interesting how Krishna manages to harmonize all of these things together. It was sort of what Prabhupada expected us to achieve, this unity and diversity, that here's the unity of Krishna's pastimes are all unfolding. And yet there's so many people with so many different opinions and so many different perspectives on exactly what's going on, and yet it's one. Unity and diversity. And that is why our philosophy of Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva ultimately only gets resolved in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or it is actually the only philosophy that can resolve both a simultaneous oneness and difference. Because it's only in Krishna that everything ultimately becomes, that the resolution of oneness and difference is ultimately resolved.